Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And yes, of course, you can call into the show, 734-822-1600, on any of the topics I discuss or any topic that you may want to discuss. And if there was anyone that went to the Trump event yesterday, love to hear from you. Saw some video. I got it up at thedailydrift.com. You can see it there. Great turnout there. So if somebody went there and has something to tell us about it, please call in and let us know. And what we do every Saturday here on The Drift is go over the news of the week that I put up on thedailydrift.com. And if you haven't been there, you need to go there. It's the news you need to know. Dailydrift.com, thedailydrift.com. So check it out. And if you want to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, send me your comments. Love to converse with you over email if you don't want to call into the show. But if you do, 734-822-1600. So because it's my show, there was something near and dear to my heart that I wanted to talk about this morning before we jump right into the national politics of it all. And if you are a cherry lover like I am, whether they're fresh cherries, dried cherries, cherry pie, cherry cobbler, you name it, I'm a cherry guy. That's one of the great things about living in Michigan. And I've always wondered why dried cherries. Derek, do you like a dried cherry?
I don't have them that often, but yeah, I'll eat them.
Yeah, because they're expensive, right? I mean, yep. You go to buy that little tub at the supermarket, and you pay like $5 or $6 for it. I'm like, God, you know, so you put a little bit in your salad. You'll have the occasional ham. But I would eat them every day if I could afford to eat them every day. But you can't. Well, there was a great article from Michigan Capital Confidential, and I put their stuff on the Daily Drift quite often. And over the summer, millions of pounds of Michigan tart cherries were dumped on the ground and left to rot, thanks to, guess who? A federal government board. The dumping means fewer tart cherries in stores, which means higher prices for consumers. And while American farmers are forced to keep their cherries off the market, some companies end up having to import cherries from other nations. Now, that right there should tell you, what in God's name are we importing cherries and leaving our own Michigan cherries to rot on the ground? What the hell is wrong with our government that they would do something as ignorant as tell Michigan cherry farmers, let your stuff rot on the ground? If I were a cherry farmer, I would be devastated. I would be angry. And is the government paying me a subsidy for that? I don't know. They don't go into that in the story. But the Cherry Industry Administrative Board is given the power by Congress and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to control the prices of tart cherries, not sweet cherries, but just the tart cherries. It does this by restricting the amount of cherries that are processed and sold to consumers. So once again, you have the U.S. government putting their foot into somebody else's business, and it costs us. I mean, I would gladly pay these farmers, you know, $3 or $4 a tub instead of the $5 or more that I have to pay. And yet they have to leave these things lying on the ground. Are you kidding me? So I had to go there. And you're like, Gary, why are you listening? Why are you talking about cherries? Well, they're near and dear to my heart. But this is a great example of what the federal government should not be doing. You know, it's like milk subsidies or farm subsidies. If you can't make a dollar doing something, don't do it. And when the government gets their face involved in this kind of stuff, it just makes it go to crap. And this is a pure instance of government control costing you and I money as they bring in cherries from another part of the world. The hell with the rest of the world. Take care of our Michigan farmers and let them sell their stuff. Let's take a call from Paul on line one. Paul went to Paul's from Commerce, and he went to the Trump rally. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, went to the Trump rally with my daughter. And we had a ball. We stood in a very long line in the rain, but that didn't stop anybody. And once we got in there, it was just packed towards the front, and it was just a great time. And, you know, to see Rudy and Flynn get up there, and then to hear Donald Trump, and he was just hitting every single topic that really hit near and dear to Michiganders' hearts. You know, so tons of people, union members, you name it.
So let me ask you, Paul, was the 20,000 figure about right, you think? I know the Suburban Collection is a huge place. I've been there for a number of times for different reasons. What kind of numbers do you think were actually there? Do you have a guess?
If I had to guess, it was north of 15. I know that the parking lot was completely packed, and people were walking in from the Kroger's down the street. I had to sit in traffic for about an hour just to get out of the place, if that's any indication. But they were turning people away, and as you know, people kind of sauntered out towards the end, there was still people that wanted to get in and get a glimpse of Donald Trump, even though they kind of missed, you know, made majority of his speech. They still just wanted to get in there and be part of the atmosphere because it was electric.
Right. Well, you know, so let me ask you, you said there were union guys there. If they're there, they're obviously pro-Trump. Did you run across a lot of them? Did you get a chance to talk to any of them?
No, I was trying to attend to my daughter, but I saw quite a few of them, and I was kind of surprised, and you know, smiled and waved and nodded at them, and you know, gave them the thumbs up, and they kind of knew it, like yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, that's great because you know what, you keep getting these pundits, and I think this is what's really happening now, is they are so worried, the media. And the Democrats and the liberals are so worried that they're just lying. You can look at these polls, but I tell you what, when you dive into the details on any of these polls that are out there, almost all of them have been skewed because there'll be a percent of Republicans, a percent of Democrats, and a percent of independents. And many, many, many of those polls, probably 90% of them, are skewing the numbers for Democrats up by anywhere from 6 to 15 points. You know what I mean? So when you're asking more Democrats, you're going to have a more Democratic skewed poll.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I never really bought into these polls once you started digging into them. There was only two protesters there.
Just two? Oh, did we lose Paul? No, he's gone. Well, Paul, call back if you have some other information. But it sounds glad you went, glad you had a great time. And they were saying, you know, 20,000 people and more that could not get into the place, so I don't doubt that. And here's the craziest of crazies. If you were watching the news yesterday, they had Hillary Clinton down in Florida at a rally. And, of course, the mainstream media won't show you the smallness. They just do the close-up shots of Hillary and the people near the podium, of course. But if you get on Twitter, you see the live shots from people taking them. And there was less than 500 people at the Hillary event. So let me ask you something. How can the polls be so 50-50 or Hillary up by four when a guy like Donald Trump is filling two arenas a day? Two events, venues that hold 15, 20, 25,000 people, he's filling them up and more people trying to get in. And yet Hillary Clinton can't do anything to get 500 and fill up a gymnasium. It's insanity. I don't believe the polls. And let me tell you this, folks. If the polls go up and Donald Trump is up, still don't believe him because it's our job to get out there and push no matter what the polls say. Don't take a comfort level of 5 or even 10 points for Donald Trump up, because you know what? There's going to be so much voter fraud this election, we have to be up 20, 30 points just to outweigh the federal voter fraud that's happening. Let's take a quick... Hey, Theron on line one. Hey, Theron.
Hey, Gary. A couple of things. I have seen all over Facebook postings from yesterday's rally in Novi, and there have been rallies like this, much like this, all across the U.S., and there are always like 6, 8, 10, 12, 15,000 people. But here's the thing to take away. For every one of the people in that suburban show collection place, whatever it's called, or any of the other ones, and the people standing outside, for every one of those people, there's 50 that did not go. This is huge. And the polls are BS. They're just shuck and jive. This is a movement that will not be stopped.
Yeah, I had a Twitter follower, a friend of mine, tweet me this morning that he's been working out of the Livonia office for the Trump, and he said they've gone through 40,000 Trump signs just out of the Livonia Trump office.
Yeah. Now, this is huge. This is huge. And Trump is, I want to say, I don't want to minimize him. He's emblematic of a movement. This isn't Donald Trump. This is us. And, man, I got to tell you, if we don't take this back, I will be sorely mystified. And I'll be one of the first ones in line saying fraud, because I don't see how Hillary could possibly stand against this. Unless, of course, they do the thing they always do.
Yeah, well,
get dead people to vote.
Yeah, and we've seen that. There were two reports this week, one out of Colorado and one out of Virginia. And the one this morning out of Virginia was a young guy who works for the Hillary campaign was registering dead people at his office. That young kid should go to jail. He should spend the next 10 years in jail for voter fraud. That's what he should do. And they need to make an example out of him. And the same with those people out in Colorado. If you're registering dead people, you should go to prison, no ifs, ands, or buts, and spend the rest of your days there just to prove a point.
Well, the United Nations is right now actively soliciting what they call expats, Americans living abroad, to vote against Donald Trump. I mean, in huge numbers, they're working on that. I mean, all the right people are scared to death right now.
Yeah, and they tweeted that out and then removed their tweet because they realized how idiotic it looks for them to be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to accuse the Russians of interfering in our election under the table with no proof, and yet here's the UN full proof in hand because they put it out in a tweet, and the UN is trying to influence our election, that's as hypocritical as it gets.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll let's go. I just want to chime in, and people remember, these polls are nothing but BS. It's not about the polls. It's about overwhelming numbers at the polling place, and you really nailed it before you took my call, and that is that we need to make sure that we outweigh their fraud, because there will be fraud. That's the only way they ever win.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Theron. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, take care. Okay, so Derek, let's go into a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Trump-Ford schism that's going on, because there are some people who think he shouldn't be bashing Ford for moving production to Mexico. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
No shots, no drills, no pain. Got your attention? I'm talking about Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS, in Saline. He's been my family's dentist for almost 30 years, and that's a long time. If you're like most people, fear keeps you from going to the dentist. But now, with the Soleil laser technology, the latest in dentistry, there's no fear. That's right, with Dr. Singleton's Soleil laser, there's no fear in going to the dentist. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's truly amazing. So stop putting off a visit to the dentist and call Dr. Michael Singleton today at 734-429-7415 or stop by at 1081 North Ann Arbor Street in Saline. Online at singletonsmiles.com. No shots, no drills, no pain.
Call Dr. Michael Singleton in Saline today at 734-429-7415. That's 734-429-7415.
Do you believe the government can keep you safe? You can say it can, and you can even choose to act as if it can. But do you truly believe it? Do you believe speed limits, stoplights, and turn lanes shield you from road rage and drunk drivers? And as good as they are, and as hard as they try, do you believe police officers will be there when you need them the most? What's the cost to a country that thinks its rules can shield good people from bad things? Are we insulated from reality? So arrogant that we believe we can legislate evil out of bad people's hearts? The truth is, the government can't always protect us. Our safety is our job, because our lives are our job. And for the bad guys, that's bad news. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. And we believe the good guys deserve every chance to be safe. Join us today.
Families hit by drug addiction already know how difficult this problem is to solve. In many cases, addicts have tried multiple 28-day or 12-step programs that did not work. Narcanon Freedom Center believes that addiction is neither inherited nor an incurable disease that requires indefinite treatment or medication for the rest of a person's life. Narcanon Freedom Center's drug addiction program consists of unique techniques to assist addicts to overcome drug and alcohol dependencies and the damaging effects to an addict's life. This is done naturally, and there is no substitution drug to handle one drug addiction by inheriting another. Narcanon Freedom Center's goal is for each individual to achieve and maintain long-term success. Any family member or loved one of an addict, please do not hesitate to call Narcanon Freedom Center at 517-629-6749 and reach out for help. That's 517-629-6749. We are in this battle together, and as a team, we can fix the problem of addiction.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at WAM Talk 1600. And call in 734-822-1600 if you got any comments to talk about Trump, Hillary, or anything else that crosses your mind election-wise this election season. So I want to talk a little bit about Trump and Ford. Now, Ford has announced that they're going to be moving small car production to Mexico. And, of course, you'll get a few people who want to defend that and say, well, they're bringing some production back from Mexico to Detroit. I don't know that that's true. I haven't seen it. If that's what Ford is saying, that's great. Hopefully that is a fact. What they're doing when they defend this is that Ford, of course, is going to take the guys where the small cars are made, and I think that's the Wayne Assembly right now, are going to put more truck production in there, so nobody's going to lose their job, and they're calling it a net zero job loss. It's no big deal. For me, though, the way I look at it is, if you're putting production in Mexico for small cars, then you have lost jobs here. And that's the way I'm looking at it. If you could have kept the small car production here and brought back truck production or new truck production or new vehicle production, then you still have more jobs here for Americans. I know, don't say, Gary, there, Ford is a global company. You have to do, yes, I know, Ford's roots go back to even Germany. There were times when people said Henry Ford was a Nazi sympathizer because he was building plants in Germany back in the 40s. Well, let it be said, I know Ford is a global company, but at what point do you not want to have a little nationalism within your company? You know what I mean? There are German companies that really go to extremes to help German companies. There are Japanese companies that go to extremes to help Japanese countries. Why doesn't American companies, why don't they want to put Americans to work? I mean, we've all seen the loss in wages and the drop in wages and the freeze in wages. There's no way that we're not competitive anymore, other than the fact that our corporate tax structure is terrible. We're the highest corporate tax rate in the world. But there's got to be something done to make companies or make it more lucrative for American companies to build here. People are working for $15 an hour here. They're not making the 25, 30, 40 bucks an hour they were in the 70s. Those costs have dramatically dropped, and the unions have allowed that to drop. And why the union is not making a bigger stink about Ford moving this production to Mexico is beyond me. It's just horrendous, if you ask me. And Hillary, this is going to be part of your big TPP process that's going on, too. We've seen Hillary. First, she said she was for TP, now TPP. Now she's saying she's against TPP. Well, listen to me. Listen to me now and hear me later. What you will see is Hillary say for the election, before the election, I'm against TPP. And then after the election, she's going to go ahead and sign it. Trust me on this. Derek, you got track one ready? All right, this is Hillary, and Donald Trump stung her on this at the debate last week. Whether you want to say he won or lost, he stung her on this one. Hillary Clinton said she wasn't for TPP. Listen to her here.
So it's fair to say that our economies are entwined, and we need to keep upping our game, both bilaterally and with partners across the region through agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Australia is a critical partner. This TPP sets the gold standard in trade agreements to open free, transparent, fair trade.
All right, so there you go. Gold standard. Trust me on this. Hillary has lied to you about everything. We see it every day. She lies about her emails. She lies about her servers. She lies about classified information. She lies about supporting women when she doesn't because of Bill's, her husband Bill's indiscretions with women. This woman is a pathological liar. And so if you believe that she's going to be against TP, you are out of your mind. In our own congressional race here in the 7th District, Tim Walberg is running against Gretchen Driscoll. And Gretchen Driscoll is saying Tim was for TPP. Well, he was originally for the TPA, which was the authorization. He is now definitely saying he's not for the TPP. And Gretchen Driscoll is jumping on that bandwagon saying, oh, no, I'm against TPP. And Tim is the guy that's going to sign it. Let me tell you something. If Nancy Pelosi is in charge of Congress, she's going to do whatever she wants, and Gretchen Driscoll will fall in line because she's a Democrat. That's what Democrats do. And I can tell that if you're a Republican, Paul Ryan, and you support TPP, you are on the wrong side of American jobs. Common sense will tell you that if you're putting something into that legislation that says we're going to retrain workers who lose their jobs, why would you pass something like that? Free trade, free trade. This is common sense, folks. When you have the highest standard of living in the world, when you have the highest wages in the world, you will never win with a free trade agreement. Never. That's just nonsense to even think that. And so we should not be doing these blanket international trade pacts to try and get more and more trade flowing out. Do it on an individual basis. We've decimated entire industries in this country because of NAFTA. We've decimated entire industries in this country because of other Pacific trade agreements. You can't keep offshoring your jobs. Because let's listen. First, they said, we're going to take our manufacturing jobs and shoot them overseas. We'll retrain those workers. We'll retrain them. We'll get them IT jobs. We'll get them into technology and high-tech jobs. That's great. What are they doing to you now with the H-1B visas? They're now bringing in people from overseas to take your tech jobs. Well, what are we supposed to do as Americans for work? Low-skilled jobs? Well, guess who's taking all our low-skilled, low-paying jobs? Illegal immigrants, refugees, legal immigrants. What is left for Americans to do for work if you're going to take every job available to us and either offshore it or bring in an immigrant to take our low-paying jobs now? And robots? How soon before you go into your McDonald's and there's no one there? Just a kiosk and a robot making your hamburger patty. That's coming, folks. It's all coming. You need to keep your manufacturing jobs here. And if you have to put some regulations in place to do that, then I guess you have to. I'm not a free trade guy, I guess, if that's what you want to call me. Gary, that's not free trade. Well, you're right. I'm not a free trade advocate. I'm a smart trade advocate. You do something, and that makes me a nationalist, then I'm a nationalist. Okay, so call in 734-822-1600. Let me know if you've got some opinions on this Ford deal. Let me know if you did go to the Trump, and Paul, we lost you earlier, I'm sorry. But you can't allow these manufacturing jobs to go away. I'm just angry right now. Derek, you can look at me. I'm red as hell, aren't I? All right, so let's move on. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Comey. How much time we got, Derek? Do we have time to get into this? 2 minutes. Probably not enough. That's a long one. We're going to talk about James Comey, FBI director, who came on the Capitol Hill to be grilled by Goodlatte and Trey Gowdy and got stung. He looked absolutely terrible. And this is what's making people think that the FBI, which used to be the finest law enforcement agency on the planet, is no longer the finest law enforcement on the planet. And that's a disgrace. Each and every one of us should be angry about that. At what point do you hide stuff for Hillary to make us look so absolutely bad and bought and corrupt? And Mr. Comey, and I tweet his stuff out all the time. If you're not on Twitter, you need to get on Twitter. If you're not on Facebook, make sure you got on. These are important venues for you to use. But make sure you're getting onto Facebook and social media and repeating this stuff, because this is what's going to win this election for Donald Trump. And we'll talk a little bit about Never Trumpers after the break as well. Do we got time to take this call? Line one, Derek. Steve, line one. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi. I attended the rally yesterday. It's something I know that venue, and when I saw the cars in the lot, I didn't think I was going to be able to get in. They have auxiliary lots that I've never seen, that they were half full when I got back there, but it was a super time. The place was electric. He covered all the bases. I thought he hit a home run. He gave a speech at least 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome, Steve.
All right, Steve. As the previous caller said, there are veterans there. Right. I'm one of those union people. Yep.
Steve, let me pick you up after the break. Hang on. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Hillary Clinton appears to have gotten a bump in the presidential debate, polling 5 points ahead of Donald Trump in a one-on-one matchup.
A new Fox News poll out yesterday reveals that Trump has a big lead with men, 17 points above Clinton, but Clinton has a commanding lead with female voters. So as the Republican nominee tries to get more women behind him, he's rolling out a new ad starring his daughter, Ivanka.
Fox's Peter Ducey. NTSB investigators say they're waiting for blood and urine tests on the engineer in a deadly commuter train crash, which killed one, hurt more than 100 people in Hoboken, New Jersey. They're also trying to get their hands on the recorder, which was in the first and most damaged car of the crash.
Now, the other data recorder was recovered, but the NTSB still has not been able to download the information off the box.
Fox News's Laura Ingle. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
A bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc can have serious side effects. You've tried traditional medical and chiropractic care, and your back, neck, arm, or sciatic problem is only getting worse. Unfortunately, spinal surgery is likely to be in your future unless you get help. The Restorative Wellness Center uses a non-surgical method to restore disc health and spine-related problems. Their one-of-a-kind disc facility is designed for the treatment of serious disc problems. No shots, no drugs, no spinal injections, and no surgery. Those treatments at best may only provide temporary relief and can be very dangerous. The problem is that they don't create healthier discs. It's that simple. The Restorative Wellness Center's NDS method can and does allow discs to heal and restore. This breaks the pain cycle and can prevent the need for surgery. Call for your evaluation today, 734-661-2390. That's 661-2390 or AnnArborBackPain.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And later today at rednationrising.us. Check it out. You can catch it on podcast Saturday and Sunday evenings if you miss it live here at Wham! Talk 1600. Take care of a little business. If you're looking to shop locally, you should also bank locally. First National Bank of Howell, www.fb.com. FNBH.com is a great bank. You can use them, reach them at 517-546-3150. And you can also go to their Whitmore Lake branch, 734-449-7242. That's First National Bank. Great bank to use. Bank locally. It's helpful and it keeps money in your community. So use them up. 734-449-7243. That's First National Bank. www.fnbh.com. All right, we're talking to Steve. Do we still have him on the line? Steve, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I just want to reiterate what I saw. Everybody was there. It was everybody from people in suits, the motorcycle guys. They had an area cordoned off for, like, disabled elderly people. That was totally full. People stood for hours. Like I said, I got there at 3, and it was very electric. There was lots of loud and long cheering. One thing that did surprise me, it was the many young people I saw there. That did surprise me.
Well, that's good. So you think the millennials showed up in force, too?
Oh, yes. There was. I was shocked at how many young people I saw. There's definitely something going on here. There's a movement here.
Let me ask you, Steve. So did we see any of our state or local politicians show up? Did we have our state congressmen or state senators? Did you recognize anybody, the bishops, the Wahlbergs, anybody? Did anyone show up?
Well, they had an area in the back where people sat. Ronna Romney was there, the state chair. And I think Pete Hoekstra gave a speech earlier. They had speeches before Trump arrived, and the general gave a speech, and the Giuliani gave one. But I think it was Hoekstra. It was somebody from the West Side.
Okay, so that would have been Pete Hoekstra, who ran for state senate. He didn't do a great campaign, mm-hmm. but he was there. So that's good to know. But you know, it's amazing that we're not getting local support from, you know, our state and local county commissioners, whoever, showing up down there. How about our Oakland County superintendent or supervisor, whatever his name is? You didn't see him there by chance, did you?
No. I was looking for my local people. I didn't expect to see the governor there. He might be just a detriment to Trump at this point with the Flint thing. Just stay out of it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No, I really didn't.
Okay. Well, that just goes to show you that the establishment GOP are still not jumping in to support Trump like they should be. And this is a disgrace. Let me tell you something. I got into an argument with an ever-Trumper on Twitter the other day, and he was a Cruz guy. Even though Cruz is now on board, this guy wasn't. And what the heck is wrong with you people? I mean, I didn't support McCain and Romney until after they were my last choice. But I supported them. Why? Because it's common sense. If everyone had got off their duff and supported Romney, even though he wasn't your first choice, you might have had an option of not having Barack Obama for the next 4 years. And this time around, let me tell you, you get 4 years of Hillary, you get 8 years of Hillary. That's an automatic. And you will never have a Republican president again, because she is going to bring in so many refugees, so many illegals, so many immigrants that the Republicans won't be able to. You will dilute the vote so badly, you'll never see a common sense Republican again.
Well, that's why I'm doing the things I'm doing now, donating, because we're in serious trouble here and we don't have an alternative. He's it. That's the only choice we have.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve, so much for going out there and supporting Donald, and thank you for everything you do. Love seeing that coming out of the, you know, just the common man getting out and doing his part to help out.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Take care. Okay, so yes, absolutely. Each and every one of us needs to get off our duff and do what you have to do, whether it's Facebook, social media of any sort, knocking on doors, talking to people at the gas station. These are all things you can do. And you don't have to be rude. You don't have to be ignorant. You can just say, hey, you know, use some common sense. We bring 1 million people into this country every year legally. Why do we do that when there's 94 million people not in the workforce? You know, it's simple economics. If you don't have enough jobs, here, let me dumb it down for people. If I've got 5 million jobs and 6 million people, how many people are out of work? 1 million. So why would you bring in another 1 million people for those jobs? That's insanity at its absolute worst. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Now, I had been fighting back and forth with myself whether or not I could support Donald Trump and vote for him. But the one thing that finally made me decide that come November, I can and I will vote for Donald Trump.
Awesome.
The fact that the establishment clearly hates him. See, I hate the Republican Party. The Republican Party has proven time and again to me that they want big, bloated government just like the Democrats do.
Yep.
And so for me, when I walk into the voting booth in November, I will not be casting a vote for any name that is a Republican, just as I won't be casting a vote for anyone that's a Democrat. But, and I've talked to friends of mine that feel the same way, we're willing to give a waiver to Donald Trump. He is not a career politician in the sense that, he made all of his money the old-fashioned way. He worked for it. And he didn't spend his whole life in politics.
Ken, I am so proud of you, and you've really made my day listening to you say that today. You and I, a lot of us down here at the station, you call in a lot. I hear you on other radio shows all the time, and you are one of those guys that we kind of judge a standard by, and I am so happy to hear you say that. Thank you so much, Ken.
Well, one other quick thing. To all the Never Trumpers that are in your audience, listen, people, forget all these issues why you don't want to vote for Trump. There's one issue that overrides everything else, national security. We cannot allow Hillary Clinton to be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All these other reasons I keep hearing, just forget it.
Yeah. Great comments, Ken. Thank you so much. You made my day. I appreciate it.
You take care.
You take care, too. All right, let me do a quick analogy for people. And this is not that far off the books. Imagine yourself 8 years from now. It's 2022, whatever, 24, right? Imagine yourself in 2024. Hillary Clinton has now been president for 8 years. She has allowed millions and millions and millions of Sharia-loving refugees into the country. She's allowed the border to be completely dismantled. We've got people flowing into the country left and right. And you being, if you're listening to the show, you're just an average conservative guy. And you get chased down the street by a bunch of Sharia-loving Muslim refugees who despise you for being having a beer, say, or anything else. And you run into an alley. Here's your choice. You see in the alley an old rusted bar that you can pick up and defend yourself with or take the beat down from those Muslims. Are you not going to pick up that bar to defend yourself because it's too dirty? It's too rough? It's too rusty? I don't want to touch that. I don't want to use it. I don't like it. And that's what Donald Trump is. He is the last thing you have to protect yourself. Why would you not use him? You don't have to like him. You don't have to think he's perfect. You don't have to think he's a complete gentleman. But he's what you have. This is what you got. You're cutting your nose to spite your face when you don't vote for Donald Trump in this election. Because mark my words, folks, 8 years from now, if Hillary Clinton is the president for 8 years, you can kiss your Second Amendment goodbye. You could probably kiss this radio station goodbye. Your ability to speak freely as you do now on the internet and to listen to radio like this, talk radio, will not be here in 8 years if Hillary Clinton is president of the United States. I can tell you that. Trust me. This is a fact. The transformation is well underway under Barack Obama, and it will be finished under Hillary Clinton. Your thoughts, your ability to worship as you want, your ability to speak as you want, those rights will go away under Hillary Clinton. The corruption has gotten that bad. And let's prove that corruption a little bit. Let's, Derek, let's run track two. This is Comey being grilled. Now, this is your present day director of the FBI. Okay, this is Director James Comey talking to Congress because they found more information. This hemorrhaging just keeps happening, and yet nobody goes to jail. Let's play that track, Derek.
Last week, the American people learned that Cheryl Mills, Secretary Clinton's longtime confidant and former State Department chief of staff, and Heather Samuelson, counsel to Secretary Clinton in the State Department, were granted immunity for production of their laptops. Why were they not targets of the FBI's criminal investigation?
Well, a target is someone on whom you have sufficient evidence to indict. A subject is someone whose conduct at some point during the investigation falls within the scope of the investigation. So certainly with respect to Ms. Mills, at least initially, because she was an email correspondent, she was a subject of the investigation.
Did the FBI find classified information on either of their computers?
I think there were some emails still on the computer that were recovered that were classified, is my recollection.
Isn't that a crime?
Is what a crime, sir?
Having classified information on computers that are outside of the server system of the Department of State, unsecured.
No, it's certainly something, without knowing more, you couldn't conclude whether it was a crime. You'd have to know what were the circumstances, what was the intention around that, but it's certainly something, it's the reason we conducted a year-long investigation to understand where emails had gone on an unclassified system that contained classified information.
And what did you determine with regard to the emails found on her computer?
I hope I'm getting this right, and my troops will correct me if I'm wrong, but they were duplicates of emails that had been produced, because the emails had been used to sort before a production.
Now, both Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson were granted immunity for production of these computers, these laptops. Why were they then allowed to sit in on the interview with Secretary Clinton?
Right. The Department of Justice reached a letter agreement with the two lawyers to give them what's called act of production immunity, meaning nothing that's found on their the laptop they turn over will be used against them directly, and which is a fairly normal tool in investigations. They were, Ms. Mills in particular, was a member of the Secretary Clinton's legal team, and so Secretary Clinton decides which of her lawyers come to voluntary interviews with the FBI.
Is it usual to allow a witness or potential witness in a subsequent prosecution, had one been undertaken, to be present in the room when the FBI interviews another witness and potential target of an investigation?
The FBI has no ability to exclude or include any lawyer that a subject being interviewed chooses to
have there. Even if the lawyer is a witness in the case, can you cite any other instance in which a witness to a criminal investigation who has already been interviewed by the FBI has been allowed to accompany and serve as legal counsel to the target of that investigation?
I can't from personal experience. It wouldn't surprise me if it happened. The FBI has no ability to decide who comes to an interview in a voluntary interview context. If it was judicial proceeding, a judge could police who could be there. And obviously lawyers are governed by canons of ethics to decide what matters they can be involved in. But it doesn't fall to us to say you can be in, you can't be in.
But wouldn't you agree that it is a conflict of interest for them to serve as attorneys for Secretary Clinton in this matter, having been interviewed by the FBI as witnesses?
That's a question a lawyer has to answer for him or herself.
You're a lawyer, Director Comey. What's your opinion of that?
Oh, I don't want to offer an opinion on that, but that's something a lawyer has to decide for themselves. I assume with counsel and consulting our canons of ethics, what matters you can be involved in and what you can't. But again, the Bureau's role in conducting a voluntary interview is to interview the subject. Who they bring is up to them.
How can you trust the veracity of Secretary Clinton's answers, knowing that witnesses previously interviewed by the FBI were allowed to participate in the interview?
We assess the answers based on what's said and all the other evidence we've gathered.
In consultation with her, quote, attorneys who are also witnesses to what was previously done earlier and may, in fact, have themselves violated the law for which they requested and were granted immunity.
All right, so here, let's simplify it a little bit for you. When a crime occurs, two or three people, let's say me and Derek, we commit a crime. When we are arrested or questioned, just questioned, brought down for questioning, you're not under arrest, they don't put the two of you in the same room together to try and get your story straight. That's what's happening here. They question you separately. You can't be together. They want to get your opinion, your story. They want to get this guy's story, and they want to see what's jiving and what's not jiving because, you know, this is how we catch people in a lie. And, of course, in the movies, they'll put pressure on you and everything else. But they keep you separate. So how are you going to get the truth out of Hillary Clinton when the other people who committed crimes, and they did because they got immunity. Don't think that they got immunity because they were just good people. They got immunity because a crime was committed. Something very bad happened. And so this lady, Cheryl Mills, who committed the crime, classified information on her computer. I don't know if she's a spy. Maybe she's just inadvertently stupid. But the crime was committed, Mr. Comey. Classified information on a non-classified computer is a crime. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you believe there has to be intent or not, that's your opinion. But as far as I'm concerned, and everyone else, you can ask General Petraeus. You can ask that young guy who had pictures of the submarine inside of a submarine on his phone. Classified information in an unclassified setting is a crime. And yet you allow the witness, Cheryl Mills, to not only sit in with Hillary Clinton, but to be her attorney. I'd like to have seen video of that, because how many times did Hillary stop and talk through the little sidebar with Cheryl Mills before she answered a question? Because Cheryl Mills was there to coach her through and say, don't say that. Don't say this. This is the answer I gave. Let's keep our stories together so we don't get in trouble. Why would you give immunity before that? Because she produced a... Yeah, if it had been you or I, there would have been no immunity for me to give up my laptop. They would have gotten a warrant and taken my laptop. And that's what Mr. Comey should have done. There should have been a warrant issued for all the laptops of all of Hillary's people. Five, maybe six people now have claimed immunity. And they were given immunity because they gave up their laptops? Because the Department of Justice and Loretta Lynch felt, oh, let's cut them a deal. Let's cut it. Since when does the FBI and the Department of Justice cut deals like that? That's why you have warrants and judges to go after that kind of information. You don't give immunity to a laptop or for a laptop. You give immunity if you're going to spill your guts. Mr. Comey, you should resign. You are a failure. You are an epic failure, and you've disgraced the FBI and the United States of America. The finest federal law enforcement agency in history, the FBI, has been disgraced because it doesn't matter. The people of the United States look at it and go, it's corrupt. You were bought off. You were threatened. Whatever. You are treating Hillary Clinton differently than you treat any other normal person in the United States. You and I would be in jail had we done a half, a third, a tenth of a percent of what Hillary Clinton has done. And it's been proven over and over again. Bradley Manning, in jail. I don't know how many emails he stole and gave up, but it's probably not the same as the 33,000 that Hillary's hidden away and been proven that she had classified information given away to non-secured servers and laptops. Hillary Clinton is not only guilty of that crime, but she's guilty of bad judgment, which was evident this week when she brought Alicia Machado into the debate and tried to hit Donald Trump in a manner that would hurt him. Now, of course, the media wants to jump all over this. Oh, he called this lady Miss Piggy and called her fat and fat shamed her and everything else. Well, you know what? Hillary, you started it. Allegedly, you would have vetted this woman to bring her in as an attack dog. But let's listen. Derek, you got track three ready? This is Alicia Machado in her own words talking about how she's probably not the greatest person in the world. Play it. No, we don't have it. Okay.
About an incident in 1998 in Venezuela where you were accused of driving a getaway car from a murder scene. You were never charged with this. The judge in the case also said you'd threatened to kill him after he indicted your boyfriend for the attempted murder. I just want to give you a chance to address these reports that the Trump surrogates are talking about.
He can say whatever he wants to say. I don't care. You know, I have my past. Of course, everybody has. Everybody has a past. And I'm not a saint girl. But that is not a point now. That moment in Venezuela was wrong, was another speculation about my life, because I'm a really famous person in my country, because I'm an actress there and in Mexico too. And he can use whatever he wants to use. The point is that happened 20 years ago.
Okay, so it happened 20 years ago. All right, so use it on the other side. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It happened 20 years ago that he may have said something that maybe you were fat or Miss Piggy or whatever the thing is. But the point comes to the bad judgment. Hillary Clinton, this woman, she's an actress, all right. She's a porn actress. Don't believe me? Go YouTube. YouTube up Alicia Machado, porn actress. Hello. Her boyfriend, a narcotics guy. She drove the getaway car. She threatened a judge. That's all. This is who she is. Not the greatest person, not the kind of person you want to bring into your campaign. If Hillary Clinton's willing to bring a person like this into her campaign, what the hell is she going to bring into the Oval Office? Ask yourself that. But let's talk about Donald Trump. She makes Donald Trump sound like a complete ogre. Well, let's listen to what Donald Trump said when she had the issues. This is after Donald Trump had just gotten involved with Miss Universe. This is Donald Trump talking with her in a press conference and talking about her overweight problem because she violated her contract by putting on too much weight. Go ahead and play that, Dirk. Ooh, we're having some issues today. Well, while you find it, I'll take this call from JB from Ann Arbor. JB, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Hey, good. I would like to say that I have this 100% correct, but I haven't had a chance to check it out. But Iron Savage made the comment yesterday about James Comey's brother, who is also a lawyer, who is a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation. And he received a $6 million gift.
That doesn't surprise me.
Through the foundation. I'm asking, had you heard this? The first time I heard it was yesterday.
I had not heard that, but we also know that James Comey sits on a board for HSBC Bank that has dealings with the Clinton Foundation as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big tangled web.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Anything else, JB?
That's about it, buddy.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing that to attention. I'll look for it. All right, take care. All right, so Derek, you got it ready? This is how Donald Trump treated Ms. Machado 20 years ago.
Your advice to Alicia.
Well, I don't think Alicia needs much advice. I will say that last year, before I owned the Miss Universe contest, I went to the Miss Universe contest last year. It was in Las Vegas. And I felt that Alicia was one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. It was incredible. And all of the folks that were here agreed with that. Alicia is like me and like a lot of other people. I love to eat. We all love to eat. Not all of us. Some of you are lucky, but we eat. We like to eat. And she had tremendous pressure put on her with the win and everything else. Plus, she was going from country to country, all foreign places. And there was a huge amount of pressure. And some people, when they have pressure, don't eat. And some people, when they have pressure, eat too much, like me, but like Alicia. And what she's going to do now is she's got one of the great trainers of the world and a very, very famous man in his own right. And he's been working with her for the last few days. And I think she's going to show up at that contest actually being probably a little bit heavier than when she won it.
A little heavier.
But you think that's actually better. When she won it, she weighed about 118 pounds.
Too light for her.
And actually, from what I understand, a little bit heavier. But I will say, when she won the contest, I had never seen anybody more beautiful. And she's totally beautiful now. But I think come contest time, what are you talking about in terms of weight?
Our goal is to get her between 125 and 130. She will look 118 to you and to the camera, 118. So we want to keep that soft, feminine look. We don't want to have these short, bulgy muscles. Keep her away from the heavy weights. We want to be feminine and soft. When she walks down to hand over that crown, she is going to look her best.
Did you ever really consider letting her go?
Well, I tell you, there was a group that wanted us to do that very much. And I have to credit CBS also because they are my partner. I bought the contest, the Miss Universe, Miss USA contest. And then...
Okay, so there you go, Donald Trump being very nice, very supportive of Alicia Machado. And let me say one last thing before the show is over. It's odd. Ask yourself if it's odd that Alicia Machado just got her passport to vote and become a citizen on September 26. Do you think that's pay for play under Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration? Ask yourself that. We'll see you next week. Until then, go to thedailydrift.com. See you next week.